What's that? Where you tell about the change, what God's done in your life. And it's been a little while coming, but he's going to do that this morning. Travis, you come and share with us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to say today, and I'm very proud, I am blessed. I'm going to talk a little bit about me. I'm a Vietnam vet, 1969. I was a drug addict for 34 plus years. I've been clean for 16.
Amen.
Amen.
I was locked up for 7 years in prison. After 56 years, I found Pansy, my wife, who I'm with today. Me and her both were running from God, you might say, and church to church, from Grandview to Freeman Heights. And then we came to Osage Baptist Church. And on April the 12th, 2015, I had been running from God for 64 years, 3 months, and 12 days. Brother Lanny was asking people to come and, you know, how he gives his altar speech and stuff. And his exact words were, "Where are you going to be when your heart stops?" Well, I've already had 7 heart attacks, 9 stents, and a box. So, something inside me said, "You need to come." So I came. I prayed, and I gave myself to God.
Amen.
On that day, I received my salvation. I received 2 other blessings that day. Bailey, my granddaughter, was baptized.
Amen.
And I got to join one of the best churches I've ever been in, Osage Baptist Church.
Amen.
God has changed my life forever. And once again, I thank Him for leading me and Pansy to this church. I thank all of you and the love you've given to me and my family. And as I go back to my seat, I can say only God is there for the asking. Don't wait 64 years, 3 months, and 12 days to be saved. You may not have that long. Thank you.
Evangelism. It's one beggar telling another beggar where to get bread. And once we are saved, then we want to see others give their heart to Jesus. And like Travis, if you are not saved today, I hope that you'll find the Lord today. Let's stand together and take your Bibles. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. And look with me at verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. A very familiar verse, perhaps as familiar to you as John 3:16 or close to it. But a very familiar verse. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Heavenly Father, thank you and praise you for the day that you've given us. For one more breath of life, another beat of our heart, and an opportunity for those who are lost to come to know you. Lord, we pray for a great freedom today of your Spirit among hearts. All of us who are Christians, was where Travis was at one time, lost, without hope. Lord, I pray that Satan would be bound and that Jesus Christ would be lifted up and glorified today. That if there is one person here who does not know where they will go when they die, that this might be the day of salvation for them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. He is a new creature. The Amplified Bible puts it this way: therefore, if any person is gifted in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old, previous, moral, spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and the new has come. The Living Bible puts it this way: when someone becomes a Christian, he becomes a brand new person inside. He is not the same anymore. A new life has begun. The Good News puts it this way: anyone is joined to Christ, he is a new being. The old is gone. The new has come. I like the way Eugene Peterson puts it in The Message. He says, we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone. A new life has burgeoned. Now, I thought he is the word is wrong there. Burgeons. What does that mean? The new life is burgeons. I thought I'd never heard from Gilbert. They don't use that word in Gilbert, and so I thought this is not supposed to be here. I looked it up, and absolutely, it's in Webster's. It means to bud, to sprout, to send forth buds, branches, or new growth. The NIV says it this way: therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. It's new. It's new. I think we have some way missed that point. Some way we have missed that. When someone gets saved, it ought to set us afire. It's new, folks. Now listen, it's not fire insurance. And if yours is fire insurance, it's not the real thing. It is the real thing. The old has passed. The new has come. So see, it cannot be some kind of fairy tale. It cannot be something that, we'll join the church. Well, that won't do it. Well, I'll be baptized. Well, that won't do it. That won't bring the new. It is what Jesus Christ does inside of us. The old is past. The new has come. We are new creatures. I don't know what to think about folks that sit on the sideline to see if it's going to last. That's not what the deal is. That's not what the Bible teaches. It's either new or it's not new. It's either new life or it's not new life. It's either the real thing or it's something artificial. It's either the real thing or it's that'll split hell wide open. Here in this verse, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Now that does not mean that whenever you, when you get saved, that you're going to walk around with a halo over your head. That you're not going to ever make mistakes. That you're not going to ever stumble. That you're not ever going to be tempted. You're not ever going to say the wrong thing. You're not ever going to get angry at your wife or her at you. That's not the way it works. You are a new creature, but you still have a sin nature. Now, since Leon's moved in the parsonage, I hardly ever go get the mail. But when I did, when I walked from the office to the mailbox, let's say that I had stumped my toe some way and fell in the gravels and skipped my hands and knees. And I'd get up and pick off the gravels and dust off my knees and say, well, there you have it. I won't go to the mailbox anymore. Is that the way that works? No, you'd say, well, that's the most foolish thing I ever heard of in my life. And it is. Because you and I will make mistakes. And we'll say the wrong thing and do the wrong thing. And we'll stump our toe and we'll fall. But when we do, we have the living God living inside of us. And we'll get up and go again. Because we're new creatures. We're new creatures. The old has passed. The new has come. Buds are breaking forth and limbs are coming out. And it is new. It is new. It is new. Now I want us to look at another part of this verse. And it says, if any man. Here's the qualifier. Now it's not talking about just men. It is talking about mankind. It is talking about man and woman, boy or girl. It's talking about mankind. If any man, this is the qualifier. We've seen this before in the whosoevers. It's the same as the whosoever. So if you are a whosoever, you qualify. If you are of mankind, you qualify. Now think about it. Jesus is speaking to the woman at the well. And he tells her to go get her husband. And she said, I don't have a husband. And she says to, or he says to her, you're right. You don't have a husband. The man that you're living with now is not your husband. But you've had five husbands and therefore you do not qualify. Is that what he said? No. She was qualified because she was mankind. Now, she left her bucket at the well and went away with the well in her. And she was telling the people of the village about Jesus, and the disciples had gone to McDonald's to get burgers. And when they got back, Jesus was there at the well, and all of Samaria was coming to him, and they said, eat, because we know that you haven't eaten, as they were speaking to Jesus. And Jesus said, I've got meat that you don't know anything about, because this is my meat. Those people coming, that's my meat. They were qualified. If any man, that qualifies you. Zacchaeus up in the tree, he could have said, Lord, I'm too short, I don't qualify. He could have said, I'm a tax collector. I don't qualify. You see, we could put that. People get the idea that they don't qualify. I was not raised in a Christian home. Some of you were not. My idea about church was that it was for a certain group of people, but it wasn't for us. We were different. We didn't go to church. Church was for this group of people, but it wasn't for us. But that was not true. I remember a pastor stopping at our house, and my dad was courteous to him. And he talked to my dad about being saved. His name was Eldon King. You might have heard him on the radio. He's dead now. But he talked to my dad about being saved. He didn't accept the Lord that day that he came. He didn't talk to any of the rest of us. But he did talk to my dad. But we didn't think that we qualified. I didn't think that we qualified. We weren't of that group. My dad was an alcoholic. We never darkened the church house door. I had gone to a couple of one-night meetings. My brother and I went to Sunday school once. I think it was once. It might have been twice, but I think it was once we went to Sunday school. Aunt Hattie Engle stopped and picked us up in her old pickup and took us to Sunday school at Gilbert, but she never stopped and picked us up anymore. I don't know what the deal was there. But we never went back. We didn't qualify. But you know what this says? If any man, in John 7 and verse 37, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Matthew 16:24, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. In John 6 and verse 51, if any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. In Revelation 3 and verse 20, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him. Look with me over in the Old Testament at an Old Testament passage in the book of Psalms. Psalms, Proverbs. Psalms 40. Doug, it's good to see you back there, buddy.
Amen.
We're glad he's out of the hospital and back with us, aren't we? And good deal. Gene's back home. He's doing good. Look at Psalms 40 and verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord. I waited patiently for the Lord. And he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. Now look at verse 2. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock. You see that? Israel was a land of war. And they would dig prisons, places to put prisoners. They would dig big holes, like a cistern, if you know what a cistern is. A big hole in the ground. And they would put these prisoners down in those holes. Pull up the ladder, they couldn't get out. That was a good place to hold them. Send the ladder down, they could get out. But they dug these out over Israel. And you had to watch for them. You had to know where they were. And the psalmist uses this as an illustration. And he says as if he were walking along unaware and he fell into that pit. And he says when he fell into that pit, there was a miry clay at the bottom of it. Not only did he fall in the pit, but his feet and legs sunk up into something kind of like quicksand, into the miry clay at the bottom of that hole. So he uses an illustration for the lost here to picture the lost man, the lost woman, the lost boy, the lost girl, to identify us with a picture that is really like lostness. I was in a horrible pit. I was in the miry clay. Guess what? You were too. You were too. You say, oh, it wasn't like that with me. Well, maybe you had never been lost. You got to get lost before you can get saved. I'm telling you that every single person here, without Christ as their Savior, will spend eternity in a devil's hell. Are you hearing me today? You, if you are saved, you were in a horrible pit and you were in the miry clay. If you are lost, you're in the pit right now, and you're in the miry clay right now. But look at what the psalmist said. He gives us a marvelous picture of the Father. Now, some folks didn't have a good daddy, and they don't know what it's like to have a good daddy. And it's hard for them to picture God as a father, because perhaps their father was mean to them. But I want you to know that your heavenly Father has never been mean to you, and He never will. Your heavenly Father has never been mean to you, and He never will. So look at what the psalmist says here. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined His ear unto me. Is that Lanny? Is that Lanny here calling? Is that that boy, that girl that's lost, that's calling? Is it the addict that is calling? Is it the drunk that is calling? Is it the adulterer that is calling? Is it the one that's hooked on lust that is calling? Maybe it's the little boy or girl that's in a terrible fix in their own home, and they come to Awana and they dread getting off the bus to go back home because they're living in the devil's hell at their own home. Is that that boy? Is that that girl out here? I'm telling you, dear friend, when they come to Awana, you better love on them for all you got. Because that might be all they get. And they need to see the love of Jesus in you and in me when they are here. And it's not just at Awana. It's wherever you meet up with them. He inclined unto me. He brought me up also out of the horrible pit. Look at this. Is this good stuff or what? Out of the miry clay. And He set my feet upon a rock. And He established my goings. That's a good testimony of being saved. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Now here's a real kicker. Many shall see it. Have you ever seen a song? You've sang a song. You've heard a song. But have you ever seen a song? Did you see that? Have you ever seen a song? Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. Did you hear it? But the Master of the sea, the master of the sea, heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me. Now, safe am I. You get that picture? All my heart to him I give. Ever to him I cling. In his blessed presence live. Ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best song. Faithful, loving service to him belong.
Amen.
Souls in danger, look above. Jesus just almost gets you saved. Is that what that song says? Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Billows his will obey. He your Savior wants to be. Be saved today. Let's stand together. Our musicians are going to come.